that we involve ourselves in this race, if not to correct all of the things that have happened with this administration, but at least to give us a reprieve from some of the horrible things that have happened. And when you're given reminders of this, we can ill afford to turn away from these reminders of we need a reprieve. We need a slowdown of what's happening to our nation. To this nation. I am struck by the efforts. I am struck by the comments of those that are supposed to be on our side of the issue. And again, this is not reason for people to step away from their responsibilities, their political responsibilities, throw up their hands at their political responsibilities, to give up on politics. And because you see many people doing things that they shouldn't be doing, this is the time to dig in our heels and to fight and to take back what is ours. When I listen to a Congressman, Charles Rangel, who has been right on a number of issues, many issues, many, many, many issues, and to hear him, and I do not for, at all, as a woman of African descent, I do not at all believe that Charlie Rangel spoke about George Bush as his president. And when Charlie Rangel denounced the freedom of speech in this country, saying that Hugo Chavez can't come to this country and engage in freedom of speech, when Charlie Rangel embraced a country that has yet to embrace people of African descent at the expense of a man who looks more like Charlie Rangel than George Bush does, it's a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, of what we have to do. It should serve as a wake-up call to you about how we have to be involved in this process, because I don't believe that Charlie Rangel did that in order to curry favor with George Bush. I don't think so. I don't think so. It's worse than that. I would rather it be him going after George Bush than what I think it is. And that's going after Nancy Pelosi, wanting to get his Ways and Means chairmanship if the Democrats take over majority of the House. That's the scary part. And what's scary about what there are just many levels of scariness of this. Because look at their political theory. Their political theory still doesn't see us or hear us or feel us. Their political theory doesn't include us. Because their political theory is that we need to show Republicans that we are the same way that they are on international issues. Because that's what the American public wants to see us like, more like them than like me. That's the scary part. Nancy Pelosi and Charlie Rangel has misconstrued who we are and what we stand for. And they believe running to defend George Bush is going to help. Charlie Rangel believes that running to defend George Bush is going to help him get a chairmanship on the Ways and Means if the Democrats take over majority, baby. No. That ain't gonna happen like that. Oh, Charlie Rangel's number. Ask him when you call him. Ask him if he held a press conference to denounce those who called Cynthia McKinney a B-word, his fellow congressman. They called Cynthia McKinney the B-word. His number is 202-225-4365. They're up now. They're an hour ahead of us. 202-225-4365. Ask him if George Bush thought of him when he refused to meet with the Black Caucus. Ask him why he's calling George Bush his president, that you can't talk about his president. Ask him. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk17.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk17.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk17.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at Letstalk17.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to Letstalk17.com. That's Letstalk17.com.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Suburban, there'll be hell today. I'm late for work again. And even if I'm there, they'll all imply that I might not last today. And then you call me, and it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yeah, I want to talk about voting in the next election. My name is Dimitri Zonio.
You're on the air. Dimitri, turn your radio down.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Liz, I told you I was going to vote for the first time in 20 years.
Yes.
At first, I decided to vote straight Democratic ticket.
Okay.
So now I've changed my mind, and I'm going to vote against. I'm not going to vote for.
What does that mean?
Well, it simply means that I'm going to vote against every candidate who is holding office now.
Okay.
And Charlie Rangel is a good example for me to change my mind from voting straight Democratic.
You know, I and one of the things that that was going to happen if this horrible voting voter ID bill had been passed, they would have gotten away with straight party ticket voting, and I wish that they would, because I want people to think about who they're voting for. I want people to know people's names that they're voting for. I want candidates to have to fight for our votes out here. So I understand, folks, I'm not in support of straight party ticket voting. And I'm not saying that I'm ever going to vote Republican. I just think that there are some Democrats out there that need to work harder to get people's votes.
But don't you think it's It's probably the most effective way of voting is to vote against all the clowns who are sitting up there with their mouth full of coconut bars and not speaking out. That it's the most effective way, and what we're doing is punishing those who didn't fulfill their obligation and taking a chance with a new face.
Well, I think that it is important that we look at it at everybody, Dimitri. We can't just, we can never say, vote against everybody, because there are some people up there that are doing what they're supposed to be doing. For instance, in the fourth senatorial race with Jeff Smith, he was the only person running that had no experience, and he was the worst candidate. You know, so it's you have to take the time and educate yourself on each of the candidates, and then make your decision.
Yeah, every time I make a decision like that, you turn my head around. I'm not going to call anymore.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to comment on your threat this morning about bombing us out of our beds. And if you make a threat like that, I'm going to be very disappointed with you.
I was just kidding.
Yeah, I know you are. My ear is glued to the radio at 6 o'clock sharp.
Thank you so much. Thank you
for your program.
Thank you, Dimitri.
You're welcome.
1-877-920-WGN. Yeah, that was kind of funny. I was just playing George, Boy George, this morning. Bomb you back to the Stone Age if you don't turn your radio on. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. I love to hear the voice of the gentleman that just spoke. He's a great guy. Liz, what if under nuclear understanding by the American forces, what if they just drop their guns down? They can court-martial and to shoot them all. What if the armed forces just said enough is enough? Liz, enough is enough. It's like Vietnam. In my understanding, that this would go down like Vietnam, and the Americans will have to come home.
All right. Thank you so much, Clark.
I love you, Liz.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Ms. Lindsay.
Good morning. How you doing, my dear?
I'm outstanding.
Good. I was just wanting to get back to the AIDS discussion of last week, and I'm turning my radio off because I hear something, too. I wanted to get to the AIDS elimination of the darker races of the world and the Rex 84 plan. Remember when you said that when we went in there was 13 million people in Baghdad. Do we ever hear anything about how many people really got killed in Baghdad? And it seems like we want to put the curse of death on as many people as possible. So I just want to know what this government is thinking about. And when they did the Tuskegee experiment and were not allowing people to be treated, now they're saying that everybody has AIDS and you can be pregnant and have AIDS, you can have a cold and have AIDS. I enjoyed having the young lady on last week to tell us there's no such thing as AIDS.
All right. Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. That was the show that we did last week with my intern, Ashante Hamilton. And if you want to take a listen to that, you can go to whiterosesociety.org, where the shows are archived. It was a two-hour special that we did on that last week. So check that out at whiterosesociety.org if you want to catch up on that amazing show that we did on AIDS. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. One of the things that I think is so important when we look at the world that we exist in is the issue of health care. And let's put the issue of health care in perspective, because I don't think that you're going to see a building erected to this. I don't think that you're going to see George Bush talking to Katie Couric, fielding softball questions from Katie Couric on this issue. But it's an issue that you need to know about. Lack of health insurance kills 6 times as many Americans each year than 9/11 did. Can I say that again? Because I want this to get under your skin. Lack of health insurance kills 6 times as many Americans each year as 9/11 did. Check this out. Joe Siegel. He was kicked out of George Washington Hospital. He was still on an IV when they kicked him out. He was still on an IV after knee surgery. And he was $100,000 in medical debt. How about this? Kiki Peppard. She had to postpone needed surgery until she could find a job with insurance, and it took her 2 years to do that. 50 million Americans lack medical insurance. And those that are not in that group, that have insurance, they're underinsured. Then there are those that are uninsured. Uninsured people are charged more for services. And they also die when medical care could save them. 18,000 people die each year because they don't have any medical coverage. Let me say that again, my fellow Americans. 18,000 of us die every year because we don't have medical coverage. Insurance premiums, they increase 73% between the years 2000 and 2005 in 4 businesses. The National Coalition on Health. The National Coalition on Healthcare estimates that without reform, national healthcare spending will double over the next 10 years. Huh. And then we see a Walmart out here offering $4 prescriptions to seniors in Florida for some medications. $4 prescriptions. That's what Walmart is offering in Florida. Huh. Huh. What a scam. Because what they're trying to do is, once again, is to kill all the other businesses. Oh, and by the way, it's illegal. It's price fixing when you're offering a price for something that is less than it cost you to make it. When you dominate the market like that, $4 medicine is not going to solve the problem. Oh. And just in case your elected officials won't tell you, here's a poll that they probably haven't shared with you. 75%, according to an October 2005 Harris poll, 75% of people want what people in other wealthy countries have, peace of mind with that you get from universal health care. Huh. My name is Liz Brown. Get to me.
morning, St. Louis, 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Warmer, mostly sunny today, high in the mid-70s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in mid-50s. Tuesday, partly cloudy, high in the upper 70s. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny skies with a high around 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 51 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 50 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your ABC Top of the Hour news and your weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
This is Sandy.
And this is Bobby.
And we'd like to invite you to join us on The Design Life every Monday afternoon from 4 to 5.
We hope you'll join us as we talk about designing your life to achieve success and fulfillment.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escaped.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get up, get up, get up, and get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz. How are you today?
I'm outstanding.
Zenobia here. Yes, she started talking about health care. And, you know, when you're talking about health care, and I have a moment, even though it might run me late, you know, it's very much worth it. And you're absolutely right, you know, about 18,000 people die a year because they do not have health care. The last figures I saw, I think there were 48 million, but you were saying 50 million?
That's right. That's right.
So they've increased. When we started organizing around health care, I think the numbers were like 35, 37 million. And so each year it gets worse. But I want to say this to your listening audience. If you're interested in health care, on Saturday mornings at the Urban Institute, we talk about health care. We're one of the committees, and I'm on that committee. And I really invite folks to come out and participate, you know, and particularly if you're interested in healthcare, because we had some, I think some of the members that were meeting around healthcare, I haven't seen them in a couple of weeks, and I lost my little notebook, and the one lady's name is Miss Griffin, and then Skygans was in our group. So if those folks would give me a call, at 381-3301. I put that back in my book again. I lost a little one of my little notebooks.
All right, Zenobia.
So, but I thank you for raising that issue. And I want to talk, before I leave, I want to talk with you off the air later on a couple of things, if you don't mind.
All right, thanks
okay,
for
so
your
I'll
call.
Give you a call about 10, okay?
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. And if you want a toll-free long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. And don't forget that we do have our Urban Institute International Urban Institute that meets every Saturday at 9 o'clock. The address is 1020 North Taylor. That's 1020 North Taylor. You need to come on out. You need to join us. We are busy at the work that needs to be tended to. And I am so excited about our groups. I am so excited about the work that is being done. And I'm so excited about the future of our organization, the International Urban Institute, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. The reason why I wanted to share with you the issue of health care is because there is the quality of our life really is many people's quality of many people's lives has been determined by the type of health care that they have not gotten, and it's huge. It is huge. And if we continue along in this path, it's only going to get profoundly more difficult for us to live the types of lives that we are entitled to live. I'm going to say it again. Imagine the creativeness. How much creativity we would be able to engage in if we had removed from our minds and our lives concerns about how am I going to pay my health care? How am I going to get my son to the hospital? How am I going to take care of my teeth? How am I going to take care of my heart? Businesses, you know how many businesses would be able to flourish if every business owner didn't have to worry about providing health care? How much money would be able to be put into businesses, growing businesses, more vacation for employees? How about daycare for employees' children? How much money would be able to be spent on businesses if they didn't have to worry about providing health care for their employees? 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
Andre, good morning.
You know, this discussion of health is something that I take kind of personally because of things that have gone on in my life. And for example, my mother died 9 years ago with cancer. And I've often thought about that resentfully, that had she been a Mellencrot or a Danforth, I'm sure that she, if not alive today, would have still lived longer and better because she would have had access to better care than she didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Because the care was so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And she did have to see specialists. And she did, at some point, see specialists that were not as nearly as caring as they should have been. One doctor even told her once that there wasn't really a whole lot that she could expect because, well, she's got cancer, you're going to die anyway. The doctor actually said that to her.
Mm.
He said that to her face.
That's the doctor that was treating her.
Yeah. That kind of level of lack of compassion and concern is something that you don't have to go through when you have money. See, that money, you know, people always talk about how money can't keep you healthy. Money won't buy good health. But yes, it can.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it can. And it can certainly stave off the ill effects, the most detrimental ill effects of bad health.
Yes, it can.
Don't tell me it can't.
Yes, it can.
And also I'm concerned about it because, you know, there's another discussion that we definitely need to be having in the community that we just collectively avoid so much. And I've been thinking about it over the weekend because of this situation in East St. Louis. And that is the effect of depression, the effect of trauma that so many of us are walking around with undetected on the surface. And it festers. And it destroys lives. Look at all the lives that have been irreparably damaged, ruined, because of this one act.
Well, we also need to, in the discussion of what the unspeakable tragedy that took place over in East St. Louis.
And I'm not going to say if the girl did it, because I would still say alleged, because I wasn't there and I don't know.
Okay. But the unspeakable tragedy that took place, we know that one woman had her belly slashed and her baby taken out, and both of them died. We know that there are three dead babies, and we know the friend of the family, that is the sister, they're sisters, that is accused of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that the sister that is accused of doing this was also in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to have a discussion about foster care. I got an email last week from an individual who wants to do a show, wants to come on and do a show talking about bringing back orphan homes as opposed to foster care homes, and that there's a reason that we need to have more orphanages out here instead of foster care. I think that there is a serious discussion that needs to be had about all of those things, Andre. Depression is something that people don't like to talk about. And black folks don't like to talk about.
Absolutely refuse.
You know, and because you're going to make it, you're going to do it, you're going to get through this, you're going to, I can do this.
And that totally negates the fact that there are people with conditions that they just simply can't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there are some things in this life that you just have to get on over. There are other things that you may not get over, but you just have to get past. Well, what about those things that you can neither get over nor get past?
But there are still certain things in life that, yeah, that you do have to get past, but sometimes you need help getting
you
past.
You need
them.
A whole lot of help.
A whole lot of help.
And there are, you know, I keep reminding people whenever things like this happen, and they talk about how, well, why would a person just, I remember years ago, for example, there was a case here where one brother killed another over a roll of toilet paper. And people thought it was so crazy. And how could he do that? And I'm saying, no, listen, there was something else going on in that situation and probably had been going on for some time. The roll of toilet paper was the last straw.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the beginning of the situation. It was the end of it.
Yeah.
But when we have these things go on and people walk around, and so many of us are so traumatized, and we're carrying so many scars on our psychic bags that never get attention, never get healed, and this is the end result.
Absolutely.
And I'm so sad for those families.
Oh, it's horrible. And you know what else? It just broke my heart that the babies of the woman that is accused of killing all of these people, her children were put in foster care.
Foster care, yeah, I read
you
that.
You know, so why?
You're continuing the cycle.
Oh my God, why are you putting her babies? Do you know how much those babies need to be with their family right now?
Right.
And you're going to put them in some foster home?
Yeah.
It just blows my mind. It absolutely blows my mind.
I can't help but think that this stuff is by design.
What?
It's not willy-nilly.
No, of course it's not. It's not willy-nilly. Thanks for your call,
right,
Andre. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. It's so hurtful. It is so, so hurtful. And it's so hurtful when I watch the story of the woman who killed all of her babies and how they wanted to put her in the electric chair. This woman who is so crazy. So crazy. And the response was, we need to kill her. My name is Liz Brown. We're taking a break. Stay with me.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
This is Alan Brainerd. Join me Wednesdays at noon for Design 411 on AM 920 WGNU. Learn how to turn your ordinary home into an extraordinary home. That's Design 411 at noon, Wednesdays on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Judy Moskoff. Join me for A Gardener's Notebook every Monday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. As a master gardener, I'll answer your questions about what grows and what doesn't, how to control annoying garden pests, and help you create colorful flower gardens and the freshest fruits and vegetables you've ever tasted. Join me, Judy Moskoff, for A Gardener's Notebook, Mondays at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the gardening issues that matter most to you.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Talk to me while I'm listening now. All this love has a voice that we both can hear. Before you let it go, greatest love I've ever known, won't you leave? Talk to me while I'm
listening. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Brother Matt, good morning.
I would like to come out to the general public, and I don't mean coming out like I've been hiding, but I'd like to just personally let people know I struggle with depression. And it is not an easy thing when, especially people of African descent, which who I have the 90% of all my contact, they don't seem to understand. It's been that way for years. And I would like to offer people a copy of my book that I wrote, that in reading the story, I think that they would see some of the subtle seeds from a child that began to work on children, and how that even, it's not a malicious thing that people ignore certain things that affect children, because sometimes we can just call it a part of just the way we lived or just the way we were raised, so to speak. But I think I wrote the book hopefully that people would begin to think more about a child's future as opposed to just what's going on with that child today. And I think if they thought about, okay, what is this child going to have to deal with in the future, that maybe they would be a little bit more attentive in the day that they deal with the child. I hope I'm making sense.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, my email address is brothermac@sbcglobal.net. And if you send an email requesting a copy of the book, I'll send it to you free of charge. It is a testimony. And I thank you.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. It is really just tragedy beyond description, tragedy beyond articulation. What has happened recently with babies? With the woman that went and slashed the throat of another woman to get her baby, and she took the baby. There are things that are going on out here, and depression is something. It is certainly it's real. Depression is a real thing. And we need to have a discussion about what happens to children in foster care. We need to have a discussion about should we eliminate foster care? Are kids harmed more because they're out of the eye of society? We have to rely upon individual departments to do the individual visit to the individual homes to see if to catch the individual person and the individual child. Do we need to bring back orphanages? I don't know. But how much did foster care play into what happened to these babies that were killed in Illinois? Huh. Mac.
Good morning, Miss Brown. How are you? Just beautiful today.
I'm outstanding.
My heart goes out to that family. What we really need is some of those people in the business of taking care of kids. More money needs to be pumped into it to hire those people back. I think they're short of help in those areas where, people look and watch over kids that, like you said, the babies was taken from her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had the opportunity to watch over someone else's baby. I think the health care, that department is short of people. That's what we need, more people in that field, to watch. And I noticed the reading of this thing. John DeShields, I used to go over there quite a bit. I used to go in that department. And, East St. Louis don't have the swiftest police department on the face of the earth either. And I called 4 and 2 and 5 this morning. They was talking about, it was about, 2 days or 3 days those little babies was missing, wasn't it?
Right.
You had the FBI, the East St. Louis, the state troopers, St. Louis police investigating that case after they found that the baby had been taken from the mother. Now, they went into the mother's apartment. John DeShields do not have a washroom down the street. Each apartment has their own washroom. Now, that's if they haven't changed in the last few years. They had their own washroom in the right around the kitchen area, washing machine and the dryer. Now, Channel 2 wanted, I forget which one, they mentioned it. I guess they talked to the chief over there. And they came back with a statement that all they went into the lady's apartment for was to look for some pictures that of the three kids, little young babies, so they could put it on TV. Now, here's a murder committed, and the wash and dry is on the first floor. It's just upstairs and down. No basement, no attics, and all that crap in them apartments. And I cannot understand why no one looked in those wash machines. You had the cabinets on the
But it's not just it's not just the East St. Louis police.
It wasn't just East St. Louis. You had the FBI. You had the state troopers. You had St. Louis police involved.
I know. It's not just them. It's not just it's everybody.
Yeah, and no one. You could have put a one-year-old in a five-gallon bucket. So you would think if they saw a five-gallon bucket sitting there, later, instead of looking at all out there in the lakes and things, they would have searched the apartment most thoroughly.
Okay.
But they didn't.
Okay, and I've got to go. Thanks, Mac. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get to me. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the subject of depression, my sister, because I'm also a one who has been diagnosed with bipolar or depression, and a lot of people say they are different things, and over the years have even after been prescribed with medication to so-called balance out the chemical part of that, and then someone who's also a recovering alcoholic also, you know, how that plays into substance abuse, play into depression, and often, and as African Americans, Africans living in this country, how we have suffered so much over the years just by living in this country, and how we have medicated ourselves through alcohol and drug abuse, and the devastation of alcohol and drug abuse that have destroyed us as a people to a certain level. And I'm glad you do need to do a show on that, my sister, because I have been going through that for years. I have my ups and downs with it, the pain that I have went through with it, and trying to talk about it and going to psychiatrists and psychologists and actually spending some time within some medical facilities trying to get through some of the pain that this depression has hit me. So you do need to do a show on that, not just about the kids and the woman with the postmortem thing, but as African people as a whole, the suffering that we have went through in this country that has caused us to seek escape through alcohol and drugs, and going through this depression that we hold inside ourselves just by living in this wicked country.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Car phone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. In defense of foster homes, a lot of times those kids are taken out of a situation where they have been, their parents or whatever, or themselves are in jail. So some of these people take them in. In defense of foster homes, there are good foster homes. I think that the lack of the whole community has to look at the economy of their community as far as the economics of it, that everybody needs a job so these people can take care of it. Because a lot of this comes from people not having enough money to raise their children, to get out of certain situations where it just drives them to say, I'm going to give up. So it's a lot to that. But in defense of foster homes, there are some good foster homes. A lot of these foster homes take kids and try to bring them back from the situation from their original life. So it's some good things about it. It's also some bad, but I think it comes back to economics, that the community is just so devastated that nobody can get out.
All right. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You going to be our final call?
Hey, Liz, is Craig going to be on your show tomorrow?
Yes.
We'll answer tomorrow. You're going to have a lot of people on both straight tickets. I mean, on absentee ballot, they're going to punch her name, and then probably going to punch Barbara Hubbard, and then they're going to punch McMillan, or DeMiller, and then they're going to punch a straight ticket. Now, the Republicans want that ticket kicked out. Who will get the vote, the straight ticket or the Dem 4 people?
Who? I'm sorry, what was the question?
Now, on the absentee ballot,
uh-huh.
You punch a hole for that.
All right.
A lot of people going to punch McMillan or McClure. They're gonna put the straight ticket.
There's no straight ticket button on the absentee ballot. Is that what you're saying?
It's gonna be a number, but they're gonna put both of them.
Oh.
The machine gonna kick it out. Now who would get
the vote? Oh, good question. Good question. All right.
I got a friend of mine. Got a big old house on Union and Virtue. On the back of the front, he won't be on Santa Claus. He won't be paid. He won't get paid for it. Put his hand out there.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Have a good day, man.
1-877-920-WGNU. Get up or get to me. We have much to talk about. Stay with me.
The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, feel me, brother.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The government is relaxing its ban on liquids a little more. Here's ABC's Louise Schiavone.
It soon will be possible to take certain liquids and carry-on items aboard flights in the U.S. That after a crackdown on all such items, the crackdown prompted by a threat discovered last month in Great Britain, suspected terrorists accused of plotting transatlantic bombings with liquid explosives. Homeland Security has now decided that drinks bought in the airport after the security screening process will be allowed on board, as will many individual 3-ounce containers, as will fit in a 1-quart Ziploc bag. Louise Schiavone, ABC News, Washington.
They came, he talked, and in less than 10 minutes, it was over. It was the briefest of meetings for Pope Benedict and diplomats from Muslim nations and the Arab League. The Pope wants to quiet the criticism he's gotten after making some comments about Islam and violence. Does former President Clinton think he did enough to hunt down Osama bin Laden? He thinks so.
At least I tried. That's the difference in me and some, including all the right-wingers that are attacking me now. They ridicule me for trying. They had 8 months to try. They did not try. I tried. So I tried and failed.
The former president's comments came in an at-time testy interview with Fox News Sunday's Chris Wallace. Mr. Clinton also says the conservatives that criticize him now for not finding bin Laden said while he was in office that he was too focused on the al-Qaeda leader. Tiffany Hall could be arraigned today in St. Clair County, Illinois. The East St. Louis woman is charged with killing a pregnant friend and the woman's fetus. Hall has also apparently confessed to killing the victim's 3 children. However, she has not yet been charged in their deaths. You may have somewhere else to quickly part with your hard-earned money. Pennsylvania lawmakers are expected to give the thumbs up to allowing slot machines at the state's racetracks that could bring in up to $3 billion a year, and the state will get a cut. This is ABC News.
I love you, Jen. Will you marry me?
Of course. I need to know how big this diamond is.
Huh?
How many carats?
A bunch.
What's the cut, color, clarity?
Huh?
What if everything came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage and 24-hour roadside assistance.
What is the symmetry rating? Sparkly?
See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
Some people will do just about anything for money, and some people will protest just about anything. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
The animal rights group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals is asking the Illinois amusement park Six Flags Great America to scrap its Halloween-themed promotion. The park says beginning October 7th, anybody who eats a live Madagascar hissing cockroach will win unlimited line-jumping privileges through October 29th. The bugs are up to 3 inches long. There's a separate cockroach-eating contest on October 13th. PETA calls it gratuitously cruel. Great America says roaches are high in protein and fat-free. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Text messaging's not just for teens anymore. A growing number of companies are using your cell phone inbox to try to get your business. You shouldn't be too surprised. After all, just about everyone has a cell phone these days. And more people that might like to admit it know how to text message. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 4 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's weather for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Warmer, mostly sunny today, high in the mid-70s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the mid-50s. Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high around 80. Currently, we have 52 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 53. Stay tuned now for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your weather at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff. So much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Oh, get up and get to me. Huh. Coming on the heels. Of the bomb Pakistan back into the Stone Age comments. For those of you that don't know, our good government, right after 9/11, said to the Pakistanian, I don't know if you call him a president or you call him a dictator or you call him the man in charge, because he wasn't elected into office, he took over in a coup. But they said to him, you know, if you don't stand with us, if you don't do what we tell you to do, we will bomb you back into the Stone Age. So I guess, it shouldn't come as any surprise if this administration is doing that, that the Venezuelan foreign minister, Nicolas Maduro, was detained, threatened, and stripped of his travel documents at a New York airport. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. The foreign minister, Venezuelan foreign minister, says that he was kept detained in a room for an hour and 40 minutes at the JFK International Airport. Then they handed me to a delegation headed by our ambassador. And a foreign minister says, I denounce before the world the U.S. government. I ask that the U.N. Secretary Kofi Annan, that he speak about this case, that investigations be opened. I demand that the U.S. government respect international rights. Maduro, who attended the U.N. General Assembly meeting in New York, said the situation got worse when he identified himself as Venezuelan chief diplomat. I told the on-duty officials that I was a foreign minister, and the situation got worse because they started insulting, yelling, and brought a police car. They started threatening us. Now I have no documents and I cannot travel. We were threatened with being beaten. Homeland Security denied the claims. Homeland Security says that there is no evidence to support any of this. There is no evidence to support the claim that his travel documents were taken away. There is no evidence to support the claim that he was assaulted. There is no evidence to support the claim that he was somehow arrested or taken into custody. He said the Homeland Security said that Maduro was simply asked to go through a routine secondary security screening. The department was able to confirm his identity in the secondary screening as foreign minister of Venezuela. And in that process, the foreign minister elected not to travel. During that process of this secondary investigation, he said he didn't want to travel. I don't know. I just have had so much experience with law enforcement. I had so much experience with law enforcement, so much exposure to law enforcement. I've read so much. I've studied so much. I am clear on so much. And I'm also, I'm an attorney also. I have to look at the words that people say, use, to describe circumstances, to try to figure out what the circumstance really is. And they say there is no evidence to support the claim. They don't say it did not happen. And I'm just saying, we categorically deny that any of this happened. Instead, they are saying there is no evidence to support this. That's a big difference. That's a big difference. Does it mean that it didn't happen because they chose those words? No, it doesn't. But out of all the words in the universe to choose to describe your response to somebody that's supposedly falsely accusing you of doing something, my response would never be, there's no evidence to support that. My first initial response would be, it didn't happen. Let me see. A day after the president of Venezuela called George W. Bush the devil and got a laugh for it at the UN in New York, his foreign minister is detained and roughed up. A day after the world hears that the United States said we're going to bomb you back into the Stone Age to Pakistan, the foreign minister of Venezuela gets roughed up and held against his will. Come on. Come on, y'all. What you think happened? Come on. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Sponsored by Creve Coeur Cartridge World. Save big, print happy.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
Hi, I'm John Womack. I'm the host of On the Table, a program about food and wine and enjoying yourself every Tuesday at noon. So tune in here on WGNU, 920 AM.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Mother, please leave your daughters alone. Don't you see that's what's wrong with the world? With the world today, babe. Everybody wants somebody to be their own piece of clay. Oh. Everybody wants somebody to be their own.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want a toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at, again, 1-877-920-WGNU. Now, the story that I just shared with you about the Venezuelan foreign minister being detained, I read a report of that in from a French newspaper. But coming out of Venezuela, they say that there was a press conference held by the foreign minister of Venezuela. And the Venezuelan's paper is more detailed than the French paper and more detailed than the American paper, because I haven't read it in an American paper. But he said that he was held for hour and a half by the New York police when he refused to undergo a strip search at the JFK airport as he was boarding his flight back to Caracas. According to the foreign minister, he said when he refused to undergo a strip search, the officers confiscated his identity papers and his boarding pass. The officers also threatened to use force and to handcuff him, all the while insisting that the officers were violating international conventions that protect diplomats traveling to and from New York City to attend UN events. Now, y'all need to understand this. You've seen enough television. You've seen enough movies. Diplomatic immunity. You can't even give these guys parking tickets, speeding tickets, diplomatic immunity. So here we had a diplomat from Venezuela with his diplomatic papers being ordered to be strip searched by New York City cops. Huh. And the foreign minister of another country. Huh. When I explain my situation as a foreign minister, the abuse increased. The violation that lasted for an hour and a half, when some level of the United States government reacted, My document was returned to me. My ticket and practicality turned over to me from a delegation from the UN. Venezuelan's President Hugo Chavez said that this was a provocation by the United States of America, you think? Some people are saying that the United States is saying that, well, he was held because he was on a list for having participated in Chavez's 1992 coup attempt against the government of Carlos Andres Perez. During the 9 p.m. press conference at the Venezuela's mission to the UN, just a few hours after the incident, the Secretary of the State for the Western Affairs spoke to him and apologized about the incident, trying to give explanations. This is our country. A spokesperson for Homeland Security, Ross Naki, denied in an interview with a news agency that he was ever detained, that the foreign minister was ever detained by the U.S. security forces. There is no evidence to affirm any of this. The department wanted to confirm with the second control his identity, and in this process, the minister then decided not to travel. The foreign minister also said that that Venezuela would file a formal complaint in the UN about his illegal detention at the JFK, and Kofi Annan's office already said that a special delegation of lawyers would be named by the UN to look into the case. What do you suppose they'll find when they look into the case? You think they'll find whether there's no evidence that this happened? We had Democratic Congress people saying, you can't come to the United States and talk bad about my president. What do you think some cops were whipped up into? I mean, come on. What do you think some cops were whipped into? Up into. Come on. You think they'll find no evidence that this occurred? If there is no evidence, it's only because you turned off the cameras. What they should be saying is that we made sure there was no evidence. That's what you, those are the two words you forgot to put into your press release. We made sure there was no evidence that any of this happened. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
This torture thing with Bush and Cheney, who insist that they have the right to torture people and they want to torture people. I hope the American people wake up. This is the guy who was shooting his siblings in the butt with BB guns and blowing up frogs?
With firecrackers.
Firecrackers. Mm-hmm. Blowing up frogs with firecrackers. And this is a sick administration. Now, just think what happened over in Germany. What if he decides, well, I need the right to torture American citizens because some of them might be helping Al-Qaeda?
That's what everybody has said.
When you go down this road, that you give people like this in power the right to do heinous things to other people, it's just like in Germany, eventually it comes back to you.
Well, of course it does. You know, if you're saying that it's okay for Americans to torture because we need to get this information, well, there's other information that other countries need too.
Yeah, and
Americans have that information, so why wouldn't they be right in torturing somebody else?
And as far as this Red Cross being down there in Guantanamo,
mm-hmm.
I have friends that spent time in the Second World War in Japanese prison camps, and the Red Cross was a joke. And they never did anything for these guys, and they'd come in and they'd look over the paperwork, which the Japanese prison officials would falsify. One guy told me they would say that the prisoners got an egg and an orange and this, but they didn't tell them that it was divided between five guys. So, I mean, as far as the Red Cross being down in Guantanamo, I mean, they're not going to say nothing.
All right, now.
But just remember that about torture. If you can do it to other people, and he can bring it on home here. And the way our Democrats are sort of just laying dead on this, really, it's amazing. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. By the way, Hugo Chavez says that he's going to double the amount of heating oil or energy subsidies that he's going to give to the needy in the United States this winter. He said that he's offered 100 million gallons of subsidized heating oil to needy Americans. 100 million gallons. More than doubles. Last year he gave 40 million, and he donated to this oil to Hugo Chavez did to 8 northeastern states after Katrina and Rita. This winter the program should reach 1.2 million people in 9 additional states. He went to a black church to make this announcement. Arthur Rena McDonald of Flores said, "Somebody told me about this guy. Somebody's got to make it better. It should start with our president, but it's starting with the president of Venezuela." 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. There will be a relaunching of the website starting a little later this week. So I look forward to sharing with you my new blog and my new website, 1-877-920-WGNU. William.
Hello, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning. Were you happen to... be able to catch the President Clinton's comments on Fox News yesterday?
We have about 4 of them here. If we could share a few of them right now, Bill Clinton's comments to this morning. Let me put you on hold a little bit and let you hear a couple of the ones that we have. How about 1 through 3, Howard? Because they were very, very, very telling. Very telling comments. Go ahead. What do we got?
All the conservative Republicans who now say I didn't do enough claimed that I was too obsessed with bin Laden. All of President Bush's neocons thought I was too obsessed with bin Laden. They had no meetings on bin Laden for 9 months after I left office. The CIA and the FBI refused to certify that bin Laden was responsible while I was there. They refused to certify. So that meant I would have had to send a few hundred special forces in helicopters refuel at night.
And hit him with the last one.
After the cold, I had battle plans drawn to go into Afghanistan, overthrow the Taliban, and launch a full-scale attack search for bin Laden. So you did Fox's bidding on this show. You did your nice little conservative hit job on me.
That's a little bit of what we have. Is that what you're talking about, William?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It was very telling what President Clinton stated. And I'm sure that a lot of far right wingers will not pick up on what he said. But when he said that I would have more troops in Afghanistan than 22,000, that speaks volumes of this Iraqi war.
And, go ahead.
And I'm sure that they didn't pick up on that. When he stated that I have done more to get bin Laden in my stint as president than anyone since, clearly stating that Bush and his administration were not out to get bin Laden after 9/11. They had a preconceived agenda that they launched against the American people and against the Iraqi people so that they could fulfill their goal to put money in the pocket of their oil crony friends. And the last thing I'd like to state is that the coup attempt that had happened in Thailand. If you would take the names, I read that article. If you would take those names and put the administration and George W. Bush in place of the person of whom the coup was against, that article speaks directly to what had happened with our election, with our redistricting, and with what had gone on in the United States. This thing is so corrupt. This is the most corrupt administration this country has ever seen.
All right.
Now, the only thing that will fix it, and you keep on talking about the Democrats don't come up with a fix. Well, I'm not a Democrat, but I definitely have a fix. Impeach the president, imprison everyone involved, give an apology to the Iraqi people, and start going into accounts of people who prospered from this and go ahead and give restitution to the American people and the Iraqi people, and this will never happen again in history if that would occur.
Thanks.
Have a good day, Liz.
Thanks for your call. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's...
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's take a look at your weather for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Mostly sunny, warmer today with a high in the mid-70s for this evening. Mostly clear with a low in the mid-50s. Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high around 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 52 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 53. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your ABC Top of the Hour news as well as your forecast in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Everything's coming up roses.
Hey everybody, I'm Scott Cooper. I want to invite you to tune in to my show, Floral Design Inside and Out, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. right here on WGNU. Join me as I take you on a journey inside the incredible world of flowers. I'll entice you with ideas from weddings to home entertaining and so very much more. I'm all about flowers and a whole lot of fun. Please join me Tuesdays at 10 a.m. as we stop and smell the flowers right here on AM 920 WGNU.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Para donde vas? Para donde vas? Para donde vas? Para donde vas? Donde vas? Para donde vas?
Muchacha.
Para donde vas?
Oye, mujer.
Para donde vas?
Dime.
Para donde vas? Donde vas?
Si vas al baile, baila conmigo. Si vas al carnaval, quiero ir contigo. Si vas a donde quiera, no me quedo atrás, porque quiero amarte más y más.
¿Para dónde vas,
muchacha?
¿Para dónde vas,
oye, mujer?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Problems, problems, problems. Coming towards. I don't know. Maybe less problems, more revelations. 6 weeks outside of an election. A leak of a classified report from not one, not two, not three, but the entire intelligence community agencies have said that what I've been saying, that the war in Iraq has spawned a new wave of anger at us and increased the global threat of terrorism, that the ouster of Saddam Hussein has not made America safer. It has made America weaker. I mean, you got to understand this. Bush has argued repeatedly in pre-election speeches that Iraq is the central front in the war on terrorism, and that anybody that says we need to leave are cut and runners. Well, the secure and let me quote: the security of the civilized world depends on a victory in the world on terror, and that depends on a victory in Iraq, huh? Well, the New York Times and the Washington Post released yesterday the details of the classified national intelligence estimate. It's on based upon the most comprehensive assessment of the war, based on the analysis of not one, not two, not three, not four, not 10, not 11, not 12, 16 of America's, all 16 of America's intelligence agencies. And what do they all conclude? The Iraq war has made the overall terrorism problem worse. Huh? That's not good news, is it? Huh? While the United States has seriously damaged al-Qaeda and disrupted its ability to carry out major operations since September 11th, networks have spread and decentralized. Huh. Huh. Oops. And with respect to the coup in, the Thailand coup, the bloodless coup, just as an aside, how embarrassing. You leave for New York for 2 weeks and you can't go home. And not only did they have a coup when you were gone, it was bloodless. So that means that nobody on your side was fighting for you. It's a little embarrassing. It's a little embarrassing. I would say if they were going to have a coup when I left, I would hope that there would be a bit of a struggle. No, people just, no, you're right. You're right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Huh. Senator Kennedy is saying that this intelligence report, this intelligence document, again, all 16 of America's intelligence agencies, this intelligence document should put the final nail in the coffin for Bush's phony argument about the Iraq war. The fact that we need a new direction in Iraq to really win the war on terror and make Americans safer could not be clearer or more urgent, yet this administration stubbornly clings to a failed stay-the-course strategy. The White House's response to this document, containing, based upon analysis of all 16 of America's intelligence agencies, the New York Times story is not representative of the complete document, huh? All right. You find some good in that. Good luck with that. Find some good in that. If they are saying that the Iraq war has made the overall terrorism problem worse, I don't understand how you're going to be able to find good out of that. I know you're going to try. I know you're going to try to find, and when I say good, let me take back the word good. I know you're going to try to find spin out of that to defend your course. But I'm looking at, okay, a fiery explosion tore through a line of people waiting to buy fuel on Saturday and killed 38 people, mostly women and children. In Baghdad? Huh. It doesn't take rocket scientists. It doesn't take people deeply embedded within the Pentagon. It doesn't take access to classified documents for the average citizen to read the papers every day and to see that things are not going well in Iraq and we are not safer. It doesn't take all of that. A fiery explosion tore through a line of people waiting to buy fuel on Saturday and killed at least 38 people, mainly women and children. This blast was so horrific that it sent women who were engulfed in flame screaming through the streets. Two pre-teenage girls embraced each other as they burned to death. Wailing mourners went through the scene of the blast. The street was strewn with shoes of victims and a woman's bloodied coat. Two baby girls clung together as they burned to death. Help me with how we're winning. Oh, no. What's their favorite phrase? Tell me how we're safer and not yet safe. This is during Ramadan. They're saying that they don't know what caused the bomb, the explosion. Some say that they saw a woman blow up as she tried to cut in the line of the women waiting for kerosene. And it's not just that one violent act. Violence was also across Iraq. At 5:30 north of Baghdad, six hooded men stepped out of their cars in the middle of the city, removed two large boxes from their trunks, left the cartons behind. What was in the cartons? Was it a bomb? No. There were 10 human heads. 10 human heads. And the heads seemed to belong to either employees or contractors at the U.S. military base. And there was a note. Did I mention that? There was a note attached to the box containing the human heads. This is the destiny of traitors, is what the note said. So the report from 16 intelligence agencies, all 16 of American intelligence agencies. The report entitled Trends in Global Terrorism, Implications for the United States. It should come as no surprise that the conclusion of that report, after listening to just what happened in Baghdad, near Baghdad just yesterday, it should come as no surprise that the report of these 16 agencies is, the Iraq war has made the overall terrorism problem worse. You think? These are amazing times that we find ourselves in, 6 weeks outside of this election, 6 weeks outside of this election. And you listen to people like Jim Talent talking about how he stands by George Bush, how he votes for George Bush, everything that George Bush has asked for 97% of the time. I don't know anybody that I agree with 97% of the time. George Bush said that Harriet Myers was a perfect choice. And Jim Talent said, me too. Me too. I think she's wonderful too. We have to evaluate people, folks. Your gas prices may be going down, but none of you believe in your heads and your hearts that they're going to stay down. Because if you do, then I got a bridge to sell you, a bridge or two. Because you're ripe for the pickings. Let me sell you two bridges if you believe that gas prices are going to stay down after this election. Irrespective of who wins, gas prices are going back up. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to. Stay with me.
still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Want to help local charities and not-for-profit groups? Want to have a great time doing it? Then head down to Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey in Soulard this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. for a party on the patio. Every week, a different organization receives a portion of the proceeds and all the tips that their volunteer service can bring in. There's a featured drink each week, free hors d'oeuvres, and live music. Summer fun and helping others has never been so easy. Party on the patio with Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey all summer long. This week's party benefits kids in the middle.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And, email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. revolution@lizbrown.com. Get to me. We have much business to talk about. And don't forget that on Saturdays we meet at the International Urban Institute. That's the International Urban Institute. What is the address? It is 1020 North Taylor. That's 1020 North Taylor. Get up and get to me. We have much to talk about. I want to jump back to the discussion quickly before we get out of here for this hour anyway. I want to jump back to the discussion because this discussion I had with a number of my friends over the weekend about what happened to these babies over in East St. Louis. The babies that were murdered. One of the things that I thought about, and I haven't had a chance to go back and to really look at to see if the stats bear out my theory, my belief, actually. It's more of a belief, less of a theory. How many pictures, how many Amber Alerts did we hear for the three babies that were missing in East St. Louis before they found their bodies? I don't remember a press conference being held, interrupting any television shows while we were looking for these three babies that turned up dead, murdered. I don't remember the ticker tapes along the Simpsons. That's what I TiVo. I don't get home in time for the news, as a general rule. But I don't remember any of the ticker tapes at the bottom of some of the shows that I TiVo'd with Amber Alerts for these babies. Did they just assume that they were dead? Or did they, the value of their lives were not considered, their lives were not considered valuable. And then, and the fact that they were overlooked, that those poor little babies stayed in those places and a washing machine. They were overlooked for so long. And then the other piece of it, it goes back to the relationship between those, the two women, the one that was murdered and the one that's accused of murdering her. They were sisters. Play sisters, but they were sisters. They grew up together. They had love for one another. You can set the woman who's accused of the murder. You can set her bail at $5 million. That's fine. But the $5 million question is the why of this and the treatment of the why of this. This isn't someone who was randomly shooting bullets into somebody's house without any concern for who was going to be hit. This isn't a drunk driver who is imbibing alcohol, knowing that they're drunk, getting in their car and driving off someplace. This isn't that. This is a young woman who has a long history of a relationship with foster care, being out of her home, losing her relatives at a young age. And we need to get to the why of this and then get to the treatment of the why of this. You know, we have to get to the why of this. And again, I've had a woman that emailed me who wants to come on and talk about getting rid of foster homes and going back to orphanages. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But I do know that people, I do know one thing for sure. People don't get the treatment that they deserve. People don't get the treatment that they need. People don't even get the understanding that they should have. A woman who kills 5 of her babies with her own hands is a woman that needs treatment. And the immediate response of this society is that a woman like that needs jail time. There's another horrific story last week. I only heard it once reported on this station about the young woman who went out partying, drinking with her friends, came home drunk. Knew she was drunk and knew that she probably would be throwing up over the course of the night. She put a bucket by her bed so she could throw up in the bucket. Before she went to bed, she went and grabbed her bitty baby, got into bed with her baby, and passed out. She woke the next morning to find that her baby had fallen from her arms, rolled off the bed into the bucket, and died, drowned. And the mother's vomit. I know that's ugly. I know that's awful. It's a horrible image. But what I was struck by was I talked to some friends of mine that just were dissolved into tears as we talked about this story. The response was, we're going to put her in jail and we're going to charge her with neglect and all of these kinds of things. And I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that are listening to the sound of my voice, I submit to you there is not a single thing that you can do to that woman. That woman is going to be no good for nobody for the rest of her life. She killed her baby. parents blame themselves for things that are not their fault. This is a woman who loving her baby. She was drunk, but she still knew she wanted to love on her baby. Went and got her baby and took her in bed with her baby because she wanted to love on her baby. And her baby dead. There is not a single thing that anybody can do to that woman that she's not going to do to herself. It was a horrible, tragic accident. And I would be surprised if you went out there and took a survey right now and asked any person, any woman, whether they thought that they would ever recover from that, if they would ever live after doing something like that. The overwhelming majority of them out there, I'm just guessing, just from my handful of friends, girlfriends that I talked to about this over the weekend and last week, most of them said, you know what? Prison would be a pleasure. I wouldn't feel prison because of what I would put myself through after doing something as horrible as that. There's nothing that you could do to me. I would be no good for nobody if I decided that I was going to let myself live. If I decided I was going to let myself live after something like that. I don't know. Is it because the prison system or because the justice system is filled with men? That the immediate response is fury? One 920 WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. I just can't imagine being that mom and having to live with myself for the rest of my life. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. A couple more minutes. Let me get to a couple of you. You're on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the wake-up call.
Hey, Liz, this is Jolene. I have the same question that you and probably a lot of people did about why there was no Amber or Sarah alert issued for those children. And I called directly to the authorities.
And what did they say?
Well, a Sarah alert, because remember the little boy that was supposedly abducted over on the south side, the little Hispanic boy?
Mm-hmm.
That was a Sarah alert. Everything is a Sarah alert is local within the state. The Amber alert is a national alert. And what I was told was that the three children didn't fit the criteria in that basically it's for children who have been abducted, forcefully abducted. Someone knows that these children were taken. So I called the news media and I said, well, then what you need to do on each and every report for your listeners and viewers is to say, we've inquired as to why there is no Amber Sarah alert, and this is the reason why. The other thing, in talking to one of the officials over in Illinois and the media, I said, what I will be doing from here on out is keeping track of if, in fact, an Amber alert is only issued when there's an abduction and not just children missing. Because, as I told a young woman at one of the local stations...
Wait a minute.
It's
only when the kids are abducted, as opposed to go missing?
That's what I was told, that the authorities in Illinois kept saying that these children did not meet the criteria for an Amber alert. And I said, what is the criteria? And it evidently it's when they have been abducted. So that's why I'm saying to all the listeners.
But how did they know that these kids were not abducted?
Exactly.
Do you have to have somebody say that they were abducted?
Well, that seems to be the case because with the little Woods baby. You know, the mother said this lady came and snatched her with the little Hispanic boy over on the south side. Evidently, someone saw this man forcing them out of a house, which begs to me why somebody didn't follow alert. But at any rate, listeners, you now need to be aware to see just when this Amber and Sarah alert are issued, if in fact there has been an allegation.
Well, I imagine, Earlene, that there has to be a repository someplace of all of the Amber alerts that have been issued. I imagine that Illinois there has to be some kind of repository of the ones that have been issued. And I think that would be easy enough to find out.
But as far as the crawl on the news, I'm with you. I didn't really see the crawl until after these children were found dead. And it was on CNN and it was on headline news after they were found dead.
Thanks for your call, Earlene. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back at you in the next hour. Stay with me.
Matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. He says he tried to catch him, and Bill Clinton says that's more than most can say about the search for Osama bin Laden. More from ABC's Luis Schiavone.
Question, why didn't you do enough to catch Osama bin Laden? Posed on Fox News Sunday on a network known for its conservative tone. Former President Clinton was incensed.
You got that little smirk on your face. You think you're so clever.
His legendary anger and full cry, Clinton went on.
I tried and I failed to get bin Laden. I regret it, but I did try.
The former president asserts he got closer to killing bin Laden than anyone else has since. Luis Schiavone, ABC News, Washington.
Need lotion? You can take it on an airplane with you if you buy it on the other side of the security checkpoint once you make it through. That's one of the changes the Homeland Security Department is expected to announce in about an hour from now as it eases the ban on liquids on commercial flights. Another, that you can take as many tiny travel-sized bottles as you can jam into a quart-sized Ziploc bag. Discussion? Pope Benedict's meeting with Muslim diplomats was more of a monologue.
Interestingly, this was not a great example of dialogue. The Pope read them about a five-minute speech, and that was it. He then went on to shake hands with each of the ambassadors individually, but the ambassadors, at least collectively, did not have a chance to share their views with the Pope. That said, some of them came out and were satisfied with what they heard from the pontiff, saying that they hope that this will help put the controversy in the past.
ABC's David Wright at Castel Gandolfo near Rome. Arraignment expected for Tiffany Hall. The East St. Louis, Illinois woman is charged in the murder of a pregnant friend and the woman's fetus. Hall is also reportedly confessed to killing the woman's three children, but has not yet been charged in their deaths. A federal judge granted class action status to a lawsuit against Big Tobacco. It accuses the company of marketing so-called light cigarettes as being less harmful than others. Dow and NASDAQ both up and early going. This is ABC News.
I love you, Jen. Will you marry me?
Of course. I need to know how big this diamond is.
Huh?
How many carats?
A bunch.
What's the cut, color, clarity?
Huh?
What if everything came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage and 24-hour roadside assistance.
What is the symmetry rating? Sparkly?
See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
It's big and impressive, and for now, we'll stay out of sight. ABC's Steve Taylor has more in a newly discovered cave deep inside a mountain in California.
A handful of geologists and others who have seen the cave describe millions of crystals shimmering like diamonds in the walls and translucent curtains of stone hanging from the ceiling. They say there's at least one underground lake. Where is the cave? They're calling Ursa Minor. Scientists will say only that it's in the Kaweah River watershed near Sequoia National Park in California. They're keeping most people out, at least until they know how big the cave is, how safe it is, and what it can reveal about geological history. Park officials say it may never be open to the general public. Steve Taylor, ABC News.
We'll pick up the tab. That's what the University of Baltimore is telling prospective freshmen. It's offering one-year scholarships to anyone who's accepted next fall. They'll be the first freshman class in three decades. School had just served up upperclassmen and grad students. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 4 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic, or this hour's weather for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. For today, look forward to warmer conditions, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the mid-50s. For Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. And then for Wednesday, look for partly sunny skies with a high around 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clear skies and 56 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your ABC Top of the Hour news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Revolution in the air, tell me brothers, talk to me sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, tell me brothers, talk to me sisters.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me, sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Mondays at 9, we'll be back at its normal time next week. So for this morning, we will have open lines for you at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. There is so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you wish to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to to address, to talk about, to consider, and to analyze. So get up, get to me. I am going to focus on for a second here on my concern. And it is as if every day passes, there's more confirmation as to what we have been saying on this show. It seems like it's almost hourly confirmation. I suggested, I argued, I said last week and the week before, when the Pope made his odious comments, horrific comments about people, Muslims. And you can, and he can say that he was quoting somebody, but to quote something that was so odious and so evil was unnecessary and intentional. I don't know of a more intentional act than the speech that the Pope gave. And there was much, much fury in the world about what the Pope said about Muslims, about Islam. So the Pope had a meeting with him. And, you know, I have my own little schedule, okay? Compared to people like the Pope's, you know, my schedule, it makes me look like a slacker, okay? I don't have as many countries to go to in the course of a year as the Pope does. So I am great in great appreciation of people like the Pope and their schedule. I understand that every minute of every day is booked, is arranged, is decided. You have very few minutes to yourself. Having said that, it is still a mystery to me. That being said, it is a mystery to me, inexplicable to me, that you only had 7 minutes to meet with Muslim leaders about the comments that you made. You only had 7 minutes, and 90% of that time was spent talking at them as opposed to talking with them. Now, that's kind of again, I don't know all of the intricacies. Maybe 7 minutes with the Pope is like 6 hours with somebody else. Maybe that's how they calculate it. That if you're able to get 7 minutes with the Pope, that's like 7 hours with somebody else, because of the nature of his schedule. That being the case, I guess they had 7 hours with him technically. But my question is this: does it make things better or worse that you had 7 minutes with the Pope or no minutes at all? I don't know. I'm just asking. Is it worse or is it better to have 7 minutes or no minutes with the Pope? Because I just can't even imagine that you can read the quote in 7 minutes. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back at you. Stay with me.
Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk17.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk17.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk17.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk17.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk17.com. That's letstalk17.com.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Sponsored by Creepcore Cartridge World. Save big, print happy.
Hello?
It's speed walking day.
Dorothy, you're breaking up.
Did I mention we'd be slowing down when we pass the court where those Vine brothers play ball?
I heard that.
Reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Get active, eat right, and maybe even run into Mr. Right. Isn't sisterhood beautiful? For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. And if you want to, you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Or if you want to long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me, tell me what you think about this. Tell me if it's just, I don't know, just me running up against issues and finding more than a coincidence, or running up against stories and thinking that there's more, there's a bigger picture out here than the single story, or that a story is just a throwaway, not just a throwaway story. President Jacques Chirac. That would be France. He said that information contained in a leaked intelligence document raising the possibility that Osama bin Laden may have died of typhoid in Pakistan last month is in no way whatsoever confirmed. Now, this is a story that came out on Saturday. Who does it help if a story about Osama bin Laden dying, who does it help? Is that the October surprise for the Bush administration? Is that the October surprise? Jacques Chirac said he was, quote, a bit surprised, end quote, at the leak, and has asked their defense minister to figure out how a document from a French foreign intelligence service was published in the French press. The regional newspaper, L'Estat Républicain, on Saturday, printed what it described as a, quote, copy of a confidential document from the French Foreign Intelligence Service. And it's from the DGSE, citing a, quote, uncorroborated report from a Saudi secret service that Saddam Hussein had died. The document was transmitted on September 21st on Thursday. The French people got it on, Chirac and other top French officials got it on Thursday. And Chirac said this information is in no way has it been confirmed. And I have no comment about this document. Interesting. In Washington, the CIA also had a copy of this document. And the CIA duty officer said he could not confirm it. And they said that they were unaware of it. So my question is why is this coming out now? Why is this coming out now? Who does it benefit? I don't know. Maybe we just have an entity that is all about panic as a policy. And now we have the 24 British citizens that supposedly were planning a massive suicide mission against the United States. And they took away the Prel shampoo based upon that. And your bottled water. Are they trying to panic us now? Are they trying to get are they trying to tamp the panic down by saying that Osama bin Laden is dead? It's interesting how we're getting all of these leaked reports, isn't it? It's interesting. What we really should be focusing on are the stories that aren't getting the front page of reports. That story out of France was huge. Let's look at the little reports. An army's top officer withheld a required 2008 budget plan from Pentagon leaders last week after protesting to Rumsfeld that the service could not maintain its level of activity in Iraq plus other global commitments unless they get billions of dollars in additional funding. Do you hear me? Billions of dollars in additional funding. This is an unprecedented action. This is an unprecedented action by General Peter Shoemaker, the Army's chief of staff. And what does this do? It signals the widespread belief in the Army that people understand this, that in the absence of significant troop withdrawals from Iraq, we just need to talk about this whole budget thing all over again. The Army's top officer withheld a required 2008 budget plan from the Pentagon after protesting to Rumsfeld that the service could not maintain its current level in Iraq plus its other global commitments without billions of dollars in additional funding. That's huge. That is huge. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz, and good morning to you and your listening audience. This is just the Taxation War Committee, man. What I'm calling about, I was reading in the paper where they've cut, in the last 10 years, they've cut $48 billion from mental health in the state of Missouri.
Mm.
And in the last 10 years, they've also closed about they've closed many, 40% of the beds for the severe mentally ill people.
Jesse, could you turn your phone down on your end? Do you have it turned up really high?
Yes.
Yes, that's so much better.
Okay.
So much better.
All right. So I think that I was just reflecting on this tragedy that has just happened, it's a shame that we just lock people up. We even put, you know, these mentally ill people in prison for various crimes, whether it be them trying to medicate themselves with legal and illegal drugs, and don't give them any count. They need counseling, education, therapy, you know, and many other things. We're just locking these poor people up and just, you know.
And not only are folks being locked up, Jesse, but there just seems to be an that too many people have the understanding or the belief that that they should be in prison as opposed to getting the treatment that they desperately need. We have people, there is such a thing as mental illness.
Exactly.
And mental illness needs to be treated.
Yeah, because when I was teaching the kids with mental, we call them behavior disorder kids, but I used to be, when I was teaching them, and some of them are adults now, I often reflect on how many of those kids, and they were truly mentally ill, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't give them treatment, of course, in class. So therefore, we weren't really taking care. Even though I was teaching them, I couldn't give therapy and, you know, all the needs that they had then.
Well,
so they never got the treatment, even from the time they were little kids.
And Jesse, at one time I represented mothers accused of neglect and abuse. These were the mothers that were charged with beating their children or doing sometimes awful things to their children. And what I found when I was defending these women is that there is such a people are so in, and to me it's fake intolerance of people that saying, you know, that mother needs to be put in jail and all of that. It's fake intolerance of their behavior, because if you really cared about what happens to those kids, and you would care about giving the mother, the family, all of the tools that they need so that the kids do not have to be the recipients of the act of a mother that is mentally ill.
I think you used a good term, fake intolerance, because I would see it all. And I tell you, Liz, these parents, and I'm a parent myself, and I have to admit, they care about these kids, because these kids sometimes are very difficult kids, and the parents I work with had very few resources, and they just stuck with those kids. And as you said, the fake intolerance, if they would give them what they needed to work with, Liz,
mm-hmm.
these parents, at the end of the year, they should be given a gold medal instead of this fake intolerance, and we should be singing praise all over the place about how wonderful and how, because many people would not tolerate their kids but they were very proud. I've never seen a parent when I was teaching that wasn't proud of that kid and didn't want the kid to do better.
See, we're talking about, you and I are talking about both ends of the spectrum, the parents that had children that had special needs, and I'm talking about the parents that need services so that they can be the better parent for their child.
Exactly, and we are not given the services that the parents need. And
absolutely.
If they got, I agree with you, Liz, and so thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Jesse.
1-877-920-WGNU.
That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We don't even have health care for our babies. We don't even have health care for our babies' parents, let alone health care for our babies' parents. I'll be back to talk to you some more. Stay with me.
Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you're balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost, no obligation. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I don't want no gold watch for working 50 years from 9 to 5. Oh, while the boss is guzzling champagne and I'm melting beer and some dives. But I want to be happy and free, living.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. George.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for taking my call, Ms. Brown. I just would like to let you and your audience know that I, for one, am going to go and get a Citco gas credit card today. And I'm going to spend my buy my gas exclusively at those stations whenever possible. And I want to try to send a message to this administration up there in Washington that this needs to be a much more benevolent world that we live in. And I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. And I appreciate you letting me say that, ma'am. And thank you very much.
Oh, and before you go, George, I want you to let the George, are you still there? No, he's gone. And I think that. To me, the most important piece of what George said was no, there are a couple of important pieces. One, that he was going to put his money where his mouth is by spend money at Hugo Chavez's gas stations. That's Citco. And secondly, the thing about the world needs to be a much more benevolent world. The people that have their opinions about Hugo Chavez. It's one thing to have a fully informed opinion, and it's another thing to have an opinion that is born out of what you are told and what you allow yourself to believe. I don't care if you dislike or you like Hugo Chavez. His people have elected him. More people, a higher percentage of people voted in the Venezuelan presidency, race for the president, than voted in any of our elections for president. They had darn near 70-something percent of the people voting. When has America voted 80%? 80% of Americans weighed in on a presidential race. When have 80% of Americans weighed in on any election? And when have Americans come together in an effort to make it easier for more Americans to vote in our elections? One of the reasons that other countries have such high voter turnout is because they vote on the weekend when people are not working. One of the reasons that they have such a higher voter turnout is because they don't close the polls down at 5 o'clock. They let them go well into the evening so that more people can vote. We are such snotty Americans sometimes that we are snotty to ourselves. We cling on to this concept of democracy, but don't even demand what real democracy would be for our own people. Why do we have an election on a doggone Tuesday? Why? Why do we have elections on weekdays when people are working? Most Americans do not work on Saturdays and Sundays. Most Americans do not. Why don't we allow for elections on a Saturday and Sunday? Why do we have one day of elections? Why don't we let people vote for 2 days? If we want most of America to participate in the voting process. One 877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You want to feel the intolerance that I'm talking about? The fury that I'm talking about that's in America? A letter to the editor in this week's Newsweek. And I quote, "It is obvious that Katrina has devastated countless lives. Yet I find it hard not to judge 28-year-old Tamafina Jefferson, who was featured clutching two babies on your cover when Katrina struck, and she was mentioned again in the quote-unquote New Orleans Blues article. Jefferson is only 28 and a single mother of 7 children. Underscore 7 exclamation point. Yes, Katrina has made her life more difficult, that's for sure. Your article was a case study on what was wrong in New Orleans well before the hurricane. How many other Tamafina Jeffersons are seeking assistance in New Orleans because of their poor decisions? Now that's a troubling question." Guess where that question came from? Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City. "I find it hard not to judge, but I'm going to go ahead on and do that. I'm going to go ahead on and do that." Now, help me with this. We have a woman who's 28 years old, has 7 babies. Okay. She could have had twins. He doesn't know. She has 7 children. So she should be punished. She should be judged. She should be turned away. She should be not considered. She should be held up as an example of what is wrong in this country because she has 7 babies. Why? Why? Who are you to judge the value of her life? There are 7 children that are here. Mother that loves her 7 babies. A society that is better off with giving a mother like that the tools so that her children are contributing members of society. What harm do we come to as a society by reaching out and assisting? And particularly after Katrina? What? 'Cause you have 7 children? You supposed to turn your back on this person? Is this a person that is harming her kids? Is this a person that we came from a society where people were having 13, 14, 15 kids? And you're supposed to, and there were poor people. What, only rich people supposed to have 7 kids? And who decides that? So the issue is that we need to sterilize women, right? And that came from John England from Kansas City, Missouri. Huh. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call, Marty.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
That's great. Hey, you know what? I can sit up here and listen and look at this monster who calls himself the president of our country. And then I look at something, looking at Democracy Now, an indigenous, the first indigenous president of Bolivia gets elected. The first thing he does when he gets in that country, he cuts his salary and raises the minimum wage and gets the elected officials that were there, he's going after them. But you know the first place they run to? They run to the United States so they can hide out here. And, you know, you look at what else is going on in this country about how we're talking about dealing with babies and stuff like that. When a lot of these countries, factories and companies over here put babies to work and pay them like 3 cents an hour and then sell stuff over here for outrageous prices for Americans to buy.
But wait a minute. They justify in this country that it's fair to pay a 17-year-old $5 an hour. You know, I mean, that is some kind of, we're overpaying them with our minimum wage because most of the minimum wage jobs go to teenagers. And first of all, that's not true. But no. Even if it were, so what? I mean, what does it cost to live in the world today? A teenager is, if you're a teenager that's planning to go to college, what does a $5 an hour salary, how does a $5 an hour salary get you to that place? Or if you're a teenager that is trying to start your own business, what does a $5 an hour job get you? Because you can't afford to go to college.
That's
you
true.
Can't afford to start a family. You can't afford to do any of those things.
Pretty soon you won't be able to do that with a regular job because they're constantly cutting salaries. But the CEOs are making like 40 times what the average American makes.
We have these people stuck in happy days where they think that all kids want to do to get with their part-time jobs is to be able to buy malts and roller skate around the drive-thru.
Well, not only that, but you got Americans that just believe what they see on the corporate TV channels. They sit back and let those channels, those particular channels, pump them full of what they should believe instead of going after what they need to believe, you know, or going after information. As long as it can come to them in to the armchairs and, you know, come to them in their couches and armchairs, they don't have to go and do any searching to find the truth. You know, they're willing to believe what all the corporate channels and government-sponsored channels that issue propaganda believe, you know, and that's as far as they're willing to go.
All right.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you, Marty. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. If you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Does it go back to George, the caller that called a little bit back about trying to live in a world that is kinder. We are just such a needy nation on many levels. When I read these and Newsweek had to pick this letter out. These intolerant love letters that the 28-year-old who has 7 children, !! Punisher. What is America? What good does America get out of helping a woman who has 7 children with some choices? What good does America get out of that? Oh, I don't know. How about 7 adults that are contributing to our society? How about 7 healthy, happy kids? How about 7 people that grow up and help this nation move in the direction where it should go? How about that? 1-877-920-WGNU. On the other hand, there was nothing. This letter was totally silent as to the billions of dollars that have been handed out to Halliburton to be thrown away. That goes to no good, except into the coffers of Halliburton. You're more concerned about, we have people that are more concerned about a stranger with seven babies than a woman, than a business that has stolen $7 billion. Seven babies, $7 billion. Three babies, $3 billion. Which one? I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hey, this is Scott Morris. Join me every Monday morning at 11 for the Morris Show right here on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you. And we'll always have a little fun doing it.
Centerpoint Hospital and the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse present new treatment modalities in alcoholism and chemical dependency. This seminar will discuss the new breakthrough medications that are improving recovery. It takes place on Friday from 8:30 to noon at the DoubleTree Hotel and Conference Center in Chesterfield. Admission is free, but you must register in advance. To find out more or to register, call 636-477-2175. News to you from WGNU.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson. Join me right after the 10 o'clock news here on AM 920, WGNU.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I heard he has stopped, and so I came to see him and listen for a while.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Good. This is Katili Gone.
Welcome.
I wanted to comment about the fact that we don't, black people are not secular enough in their politics. We're going to eventually have a showdown with the people that are more theocratic minded, but the clergy is selling us out anyway, so we might as well get it on.
Okay, I don't understand what you're saying. Make it plain.
What I'm saying is that politics is secular. Any introduction of any gods whatsoever, and a lot of people have a lot of different opinions about who, about the Great Spirit, and who's, which god is the greatest god, and who is the real god, and they got different names for them and all that. That's confusing, and it doesn't belong in politics. As we move forward and come more, become more politically mature, we need to step back from the theocratic movement and move in a more secular manner towards our goals.
For example, and are you speaking on a cell phone? I mean, on a speakerphone or something?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Can you turn down your radio, please?
My radio is not on.
Okay, because we're getting a lot of feedback from you. That's why I'm asking that.
I'm very sorry about that. Maybe it's the phone, but I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I know I don't have my radio on.
Okay, quickly, please, because I have to get to everybody else.
So I just wanted to throw that out.
Okay.
That we're going to have our disputes with the clergy, but the clergy is really thinking. The clergy isn't taking us anywhere. We need to get a new idea, and it's not new, but we need to become more secular in our politics as we move forward.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Well, I guess we keep seeing new information emerge about all these lies the friendly fascists have been telling us in Washington. Now we have new troop levels coming out, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't need those many troops when they went over there to start the party. But I guess we need those troops to keep the party going.
Mm.
And, you know, it's just interesting how each and every week as we get closer to these midterms, new stuff keeps coming out.
Yeah, and not a whole lot of it looks good for George Bush's party.
Yeah, the friendly fascists. The question is, does the other party of Tweedledum or Tweedledee, whichever one you want to call them, can they take advantage of this situation?
Do you live in Missouri?
I sure do.
Okay, we have a senatorial race coming up in November.
Yes, we do.
And what are you going to do?
Oh, well, we got to get rid of the bespeckled guy.
You got to get rid of Talon.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And he's, as he says, he's just getting started. What makes me laugh is this Teal bill he introduced. And I was like, it took y'all 50 years to get around to this one.
There you go.
But it's always interesting. So for those of us who are active participants, if we are desirous of change, then let's make sure we vote with our feet.
There you go. Thanks for your call.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Maurice.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Okay. You know, here it is. I mean, we didn't, you know, this government did not find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. You didn't find a connection between Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein. Now you're saying that because of his mistreatment or his theocratic rule that he exercised upon his people, that was wrong and that was one of the criteria for the invasion. Let me put it to you like this. If this government, with the CIA, with the Secret Service, the FBI, if they find out some plot was going on in this nation to attack, you know, this government or do something to, you know, the president of this country in the situation that we have, wouldn't they find it, you know, upon themselves to, you know, to do something as opposed to what Saddam Hussein was doing under his sovereignty and his rule toward, you know, people that were plotting against him?
Okay, I lost you somewhere in the middle of that.
Well, what I'm saying is, Liz, you know, how can this nation say what they said was their reason for going to war against Iraq, when at the same time we have a situation where, you know, we're not going to tolerate in this country rebellion. So why should, you know, they expect a man like Saddam Hussein to tolerate, you know, say, rebellion in his nation against his sovereignty and his rule?
Okay, I got you. I got you. You're absolutely right.
Have a great day, Liz.
That's the question. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. If you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get to me. We have much business to tend to. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
Do you or anyone in your audience know what the real number of dead troops, American troops, are? I keep here seeing the same number in print, but when I watch Channel 9 News in the evening, at the end of it, they'll say, here's 12 more, here's 10 more, here's 4 more, all week long. And the number never seems to change. It's in print.
Mm.
So I just wonder what the real number, if that's being concealed from us. Because, I mean, you can't have even 2 being killed every night on the news. They show the picture of the young man or woman and the town they were from. That's on Channel 9 at the news hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep thinking, well, here's 12 more, here's 4 more, here's 2 more. And I read, it's the same number all the time in the paper.
And one of the other pieces is that the numbers of the amount of Iraqi people.
Oh, definitely. You know, no, I'm concerned about that.
And we're not hearing those numbers as well. What, they have no value?
And you don't hear a lot talk about our troops that raped and killed that little girl and her family.
The status of that trial.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's very low-key. Way, if it's at all, it's way on the back page.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you, hon.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
My comment is about that, you know, right before the Civil War, you had a situation that you have today in the American system, is that you had the South controlled the Supreme Court. Roger B. Taney was Chief Justice. They controlled the Congress, and they controlled the Senate, and they wanted to take half of the country. And consequently, we had a war, a Civil War. But at the same time, when you bring that forward, you can still see those forces have, even after the war, they have realigned themselves and taken their position again over 135 years later in this country. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But this time, they allied themselves with the Southern Christians, or Protestants, however you want to call them, and that's their seedbed, so to speak. And they're controlling the country. So really, the neo-Confederates, they're in control. But people want to call them neocons.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding.
The troop levels in Iraq, as far as how many troops have died, is being kept artificially low. If you die on a plane, if you're wounded in Iraq and you die on a plane going to Germany, you're not counted.
That's right.
If you're a Mexican or whatever and you're trying to get your green card and you're in the military and you die in Iraq, you're not counted.
Really?
Yes. So there's websites all over that are telling the truth about how many troops that we have actually lost in Iraq.
So you're not counted if you're not an American citizen, but you've gone over there to get a green card in order to become one.
Right.
If you're killed, you ain't one of us.
You ain't one of us.
Wow.
If you are an American and you die on the plane, on the tarmac going to Germany.
That I knew. Yeah, that I knew. That I knew. Wow.
It looks like we probably lost close to 10,000 troops in Iraq.
Wow.
This thing is just a disaster. And George Bush ought to be hung. I just believe that.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Until tomorrow, stay strong.
For power, nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. I remember saying that progress has been made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution through the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you listen?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.